coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your drenched couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November the 28th, 2011.
And this is episode 37.
Happy Cyber Monday.
And we don't mean that crazy stuff chat rooms.
It's the deals when, you know, everything's supposed to be cheaper online. But I didn't take part in any cyber deals.
Yeah, we did.
I bought a game on Steam, but that wasn't on Cyber Monday.
Yeah, and I bought some more stuff from Lock and Lock.
Oh, did you?
Well, not today, yeah. Though. It was on Saturday, I believe.
Sorry, that was me with my phone.
Huh?
My phone went off.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I was too busy talking.
Well, I'm sure they heard it.
Oh, but was it someone calling you?
No, it was my free app a day going off.
Oh.
But, so you bought some stuff from Lock and Lock, and I'm going to talk about that later because it actually arrived today.
Well, no, I was talking more about the mystery.
Oh, you did. The Lock and Lock website has a mystery box, a mystery something.
Right, and it's valued at $40.
So, and it costs how much?
$9.99.
And it's valued at $40.
Right.
So it'd be funny if you get like a whole bunch of plastic plates.
It'd be funny if we get a picnic set.
That would be funny. So we're your drenched couple because it's been raining here for the past 2 days, and it's due to rain for the next 2 days.
Yep, and I know you Northwest folks up in the great state of Washington and Oregon, where, you know, you get rain like that. We're not used to it down here, so yeah, we're going to cry about it a little bit. So
yeah, because I'm tired of going out and my pants being wet because I do not have any... rain boots.
Right. And then also, you know, I mean, we had to wait like 2 minutes before we started recording because we just kept yawning.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, hopefully we won't.
We're going to roll on into our weekend.
Yep. We're going to roll into our weekend. And last week.
We did a lot of rolling.
Yeah. We did a lot of rolling. We did a lot of traveling.
Yeah. We were traveling for the holidays.
And, right.
I did not drive at all.
How did that feel?
It felt weird. I felt a little guilt.
Oh, yeah?
Jay drove the whole way from Louisville to Columbia.
Right. And it was fine.
And then he also drove from Columbia to Mount Airy and then Mount Airy back to Louisville.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I like riding. I like riding more than driving, but I feel a little guilty. But I knew I could have stepped in
if
you needed me to.
Right. And, you know, it wasn't about feeling guilty or anything like that. I mean, I just like driving, you know. I play my little NASCAR games while I'm driving.
It's so funny. He tries to, like, stay with his pack and, you know, and it's so funny. There was this curving road in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And
going through the mountains.
When he was going through the mountains, he would drift from one lane to the next as he was going around the curve. It seemed a little dangerous to me, but. He says he's always done that, and it was just so dangerous.
Yeah, I'm from the mountains of North Carolina,
so
I'm used to going up and down the Appalachian Mountains like that.
So yeah, we had a good time for Thanksgiving. I'll talk about the food in the food section because it's, you know, it's a perfect time for it. But it was nice. We went and had Thanksgiving at my family's house or my cousin's house in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice seeing it, like my aunts and uncles were there. It was just fun hanging out with all them.
Right.
They're pretty crazy, and I see them about once a year, so it's nice.
Yeah, it was good seeing them.
Yeah. And then the next day we went and saw all of Jay's folks. His grandma and his mom and his aunt and sister. Mm-hmm. And it was just a whole bunch of people, so that was really fun.
Nephews and all that.
Yeah,
you know,
we went to Mount Airy, and we went and got some socks at the Renfro?
Yep, Renfro.
Renfro Sock Outlet on Main Street.
Yeah, they do the socks for, like, JCPenney's and Dr. Scholl's and Nike and L.A. Gear.
Yeah, and it was pretty festive on Main Street, you know, because it's Mayberry and that's their big tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah. It used to not be like that when I was growing up there. They weren't all into the whole Mayberry tourism thing.
Well, I guess they found something that makes it work for them.
Yeah, they did, and I'm glad for them. I'm glad for them.
So, and that was this weekend. But you have something else we need to talk about in technology, don't you?
Yep.
Technology.
Oh, man.
Someone got them a little present.
Yeah. So, we failed to mention our anniversary presents last week during the podcast. And you can also talk about yours, too.
Okay. Jay got me a Clarisonic Mia, which...
Clarisonic sounds awesome.
Clarisonic Mia. It basically is like a facial scrub machine for your face.
I knew one of those for my face.
Your face. So, and then Jay got...
A Kindle Touch.
Woo.
Yeah, so I picked it. Did we do it after the show?
Yes.
Yeah, because we went and had dinner after the show. We had you know, sit down and went and had some anniversary dinner, and then we swung by Target and picked up my Kindle Touch. And
how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it a lot. I really am, and it's so much smaller than my original Kindle 2.
And it's so much funny because Jay gets on this kick. He was like, I want you to have the new Kindle. And I was like, I don't want the new Kindle because I tend to rub the side of my screen while I'm reading my Kindle and it would just do next page.
Right. And, so. You know, I do sometimes. I feel like, I mean, like when I woke up on Black Friday, I saw that Newegg had some memory for sale. You know, I almost bought you memory and I also bought myself memory. Because I didn't want to have 4 gig, eight gig if you didn't have 8 gig. You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, like, he has to share, which is pretty cool that he feels that way.
Right, right. So, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the tech that we have for this week. And we didn't have a whole lot. You know, we've been on vacation. And this is definitely going to be a short
show. We're a little tired.
Short, slow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a little update to you all. Tell you what we've been up to anyway.
Right. So we're going to head on to media because we actually did consume a little bit.
Media.
Last week on Movies by Chance.
We watched Red State.
Yeah, you wrote a 155.
Yeah, and this is a 2011 film by Kevin Smith, right, who is Silent Bob of Jay and Silent Bob fame.
Right.
And I had heard passingly about this movie when it came out, but what'd you think?
It was an interesting movie. You know, it wasn't, you know, I don't think it was like horribly weird or anything like that. Well,
it was a little weird in some places.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was categorized as horror, but it's not horror at all.
Right.
And it's a little odd and gets a little long-winded in some places, but...
at the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning at least, but
right,
it wasn't a one star.
No, it wasn't.
It had that going for it.
Yeah, I mean, we gave it 3 stars, you know, to be on the fair side and stuff, and you know, it was worth
the
watch. John Goodman was good.
Yeah, John. Well, he's good in a lot of things, but so if it's about religious fanaticism,
right, and it was pretty cool. It was like a mix of Waco and the, Westboro
Baptist Church.
Yeah. So it was kind of like a mix of those guys. So it was.
So I don't know if I recommend it to everyone, but if you're kind of bored and you want to check it out, this was Kevin Smith's dream movie.
And it had boobs in it.
Had boobs. Did it? No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, like a quick shot.
Yeah.
It was like... If you want to call that boobs, okay.
Oh, man. So I had to, you know.
Because there's boobs and everything?
Yeah, I had to mention it. Because, you know, some people would just watch it for the boobs. So. But anyway, we got to do a new movie for next week.
Yep.
So
are we doing 9 rolls?
We are doing 9 rolls. We have 182 items in our list. And we're doing 9 rolls. I have my calculator up.
All right. Do you need me to?
No, I should be able to do it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Might as well count that one.
All right.
7.
7.
17.
17. Three.
Seven.
Eight. 17. 17. 2. 12. 13. And let me count real quick before you say that one. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wait a minute, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, that was 9.
Okay.
And that was 86. And 86 is Mary and Max.
Okay.
I think that's a movie that Elijah and Jeppy talked about.
Oh,
okay. What they watched somehow. And so we have a random number generator of 139. So
I'm going to roll.
That's between Mary and Max and, I said 39, American Violet.
American Violet. All right, so let's roll. Even will be...
Oddest dice, even is...
Yeah, oddest dice, even is random.org.
Right.
16.
So that is going to be American Violet.
American Violet.
It is a drama. And I think I may have added this one, but it has one of your favorite people in it, babe.
Who?
Alfred Woodard.
Ooh.
I love
Alfred Woodard.
Inspired by true events, this penetrating drama centers on Dee Roberts, a 24-year-old mother of four who's forced to take on a corrupt district attorney when she's unjustly prosecuted in a large-scale drug case.
Well, that sounds good.
Yep.
I'm excited to see that one.
Right.
And we rolled a what with that one?
That was a 139.
I'm excited to see that one. I love Alfred Woodard.
Yeah. So this is going to be pretty good. I mean, right now, average out of 328,000 ratings, 3.9 stars.
Wow.
So yeah, that's all right. I'm excited about, I'm excited to see that. And then while we were on vacation, we did do some television watching at the hotel when we were relaxing with our bellies full of
Thanksgiving
dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. It was so full. So we turned on the TV, and I think we turned to TLC.
Right, because they have awesome shows that we don't record, but they're still awesome.
So, and we turned on to an extreme couponing marathon.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Now, when I was young, my mom couponed, but it wasn't anything like these people are doing.
I know.
And when we tried
crazy.
To do couponing earlier, apparently we were doing it wrong.
We were doing it wrong. And I have to say, if we had went out to our friend Chris's website and his fiance to elitecouponing.com,
we would have learned.
We would have learned
that we were doing it wrong.
Right. So. But we had already canceled our paper after it was suggested and everything. But
so what these people do, they get multiple copies of the same coupon through various ways. They
right.
either get friends and family to send them extra inserts. They go to the recycling center and get the extra inserts there. There's even a website where you can order multiple copies of the same coupon.
Right.
I don't know why you can't just copy it in a copy machine. They don't take those, do they?
No, that doesn't sound right.
So, and they get these multiple coupons, and they pair them with the in-store deals so that they either get them for free or mm-hmm. they actually get money back on some stuff.
Right.
Or they get, like, just a Baccaratum deal on things. Like, there was one woman, she got $1,300 worth of food for
free.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
for
zero.
Free.
Absolutely free.
Free.
So, what they do, they stockpile. Like, they'll have, like, 6 years worth of laundry detergent and,
yeah,
you know,
like,
2 years worth of razors.
And that's using razors, two razors a day, every day, you know. And it's just crazy.
Like, yeah, they'll have a stockpile worth, like, $20,000, which is nuts. And, I mean, one, we need a place to keep all this.
Right.
And, I mean, this kind of thing feeds into my nature because they spend 20 to 40 hours a week on couponing. They have to cut out the coupons and organize and constantly watch for deals that are going on and match the deals up with the coupons.
Right.
And keep a watch on things that are expired. And
you know, they have to know the sales cycle
yeah.
and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and that's something I would probably do because that fits my nature.
Right.
But so, I mean, they actually do a lot of work. And then some people actually, they take the food that they got from couponing and they give it away to a food bank.
Right, right. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And, you know, it takes a lot of time and, you know, a lot of patience and a lot of work. So I don't know if that's for us right now, where not we right are now, in life,
but,
you know?
But the thought is very intriguing to me.
Right, right.
Having a nice little area to put all the coupons and constantly looking at sales. And
right.
And then Jay had to get home from our family Thanksgiving in order to watch a show. What show did you want to watch?
It was Pumpkin Chunkin'.
Pumpkin Chunkin'.
And it was pretty cool, you have to admit.
Yeah, it was really cool. I had heard about it last year, but this is the first year I think they've actually had a show. And who hosted it?
The crew from Mythbusters, minus Adam and Jamie.
Yep. So they were there, and they and I didn't know that there were different categories.
Yeah,
different classes of Pumpkin Chunkin' machines.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can remember them all. There was torque,
human
torsion,
power.
Sorry, torsion, human power.
Air cannon,
and trebuchet.
Yep.
And we're missing like two.
I think we're missing two. I don't know.
There's two others.
Right.
And
there's like the catapult style.
Oh, catapult?
Was it catapult?
I think it was catapult. And then so they basically have to throw a pumpkin as far as possible. And that's the basic thing. And there's so much science into it, and people get so into it.
Yeah, and there was one guy that wrote the other one's inertia.
Inertia. Okay.
And they wrote, like, there's one guy that wrote a computer program so that he can figure out, you know, how much more weight he can put on the counterweight and, you know, make it efficient and everything.
I'm not sure it helped him in the end because I think he had a bug in his program.
Now, if he had that you wrote it, then it would have been okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of science that goes into that. And it was really cool to learn and serious business.
So here we go. We have slingshot, catapult, centrifugal.
Centrifugal. That's the one.
Trebuchet and pneumatic air cannons.
Yep. Ooh. Where does it take place?
Huh?
Where does it take place?
This was in, wasn't it in Pennsylvania or something?
I think it was in Pennsylvania.
I think it was in.
So they had the road to Pumpkin Chunkin'.
Oh, Delaware. Sorry.
Okay. Which is all the shows, you know, talking about the people building the machines, and they had the actual show just 2 hours long.
Right, right.
So, everything you want to learn about Pumpkin Chunkin'.
Yeah, and the crew that won it this year was Second Amendment 2.
Yep, and they unseated the 15-year...
No, it was the chick. What was the chick? Hormone Blaster.
Hormone Blaster. I laughed at some of the names of these pumpkin machines. They cracked me up. So that was cool. That was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. And they set a world record also of 4,329 feet. But yeah, that was it was a good show. It was a good, you know, good laugh, whatnot, and just, you know. Yeah. Anyway. So many shows. And then,
so many shows.
And we had something waiting for us when we got home, which we knew about before we left. And the NDA has been lifted. Woo, woo.
The Swole Tour Beta.
Yeah, so.
And stress test weekend.
Yep.
This weekend.
That is correct. And we had already downloaded and everything to get it ready for when we came back from our vacation.
Yep. And we managed to actually play a lot. Played all day yesterday.
Yep. Played all day yesterday.
And played some today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do you think?
It's pretty cool. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's the MMO thing, but it's definitely, as we talked about it last night, it's definitely going to be a buy in our household and probably the 90-day trial, you know?
Yep. So, and yeah, I mean, we're going to at least give it a good go. I mean, there are some things that are different about it, and it might be different enough to get away from this wow kind of
conundrum thing that we're in.
I mean, yeah. So I'm willing to try it. It was fun.
Right. And you actually submitted a bug.
I did, and it was a known bug, so I felt like, hey, at least I did my part.
Right, right. And that's and that's cool that, you know, they took care of, they didn't know about it.
Yeah, and they were fast at getting back to me. With all the bugs that I probably getting, they got back to me within, like, I don't know, probably like 8 hours.
Right, right. So the beta that they did today, or the stress test that they did this weekend, started on Friday. It ends tonight around, well, tomorrow morning at 1 a.m.
Right. So we might get a little bit more time in after this.
Yep. And I mean, like I said, I mean, it's interesting and it's, you know, something that's, you know, coming up on the horizon. You know, I think the 20th is the launch date. Early access starts on the 15th, which is only a couple of weeks away. Isn't that crazy?
So the 20th, yeah, I can't believe it's on. Yeah,
so it's like, so it's 18,
almost a new year.
Yeah, it's like 17 days.
That's crazy.
It's real crazy. So, and then I want to have a moment of silence. All right, and
that was really brief for what we're gonna say.
Well, definitely it's for our raid group. Yeah, not there's in the face a, in WoW.
And WoW. Not in face and WoW. We have to stress that.
Right, right. So our crew of folks that we raid with in WoW, you know, we have retired as of today.
Yeah.
Was the official announcement.
And it's really sad. I actually had some of my best moments with Not in the Face with WoW. And
right.
I had so many laughs and I love the guys in my raid group. And right. It's kind of sad to see it, but everybody was getting a little burnt out.
Right.
You know, I said I was going to continue going as long as the group was there, and I did. And, yeah, so I just want to say goodbye, Not in the Face. You'll be missed.
And WoW.
And WoW. And I look forward to having Not in the Face other stuff.
Right, right. And we all still hang out in our, you know,
yeah,
vent channel and stuff like that.
People just log in, like not even play a game, just log in just to say what's up.
Right, right.
And we welcome anybody to keep doing that. I mean, if you've ever been in Not in the Face or just want to come in and say hi, drop in and say what's up.
Right, right. So, yeah, man, it was good. We'll see what happens. And we're still up in the air as to what, you know, we're going to do with everything.
Yep.
I guess.
And then, so, customary to me, we went on a trip. And I read on the trip.
Right. And slept.
What I've done. I slept and read.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I wasn't going to sleep on the way back, but it hit me like a stack of bricks.
Yep.
Stack of bricks.
I was, you know, I thought you was going to pull it through it.
And then you look over and I'm...
Yep. You grabbed the pillow and you was gone. I was like, oh, there
yeah,
you go.
I was like, I can't do... I was like, I can't hold on. But I did get a lot of chance to read. And I started on the novels that inspired True Blood. They're the Sookie Stackhouse novels. And whenever I say that...
Sookie Stackhouse.
Whenever I say that, Jay just laughs.
I know. Lady named Sookie.
And I hated Twilight. I'm sorry to all you Twilight people. I am not a fan. I read the first book of Twilight, and I made it through, and started on the second, and I hated the second.
Right.
So I was done. So I went into this with a little bit of trepidation. I was like, please don't let this be like Twilight. And it wasn't. It was actually better. Yes, it has vampires in it, but I don't know.
It's more raunchy, adult.
Which is, yes, it's more adult. It's definitely more raunchy. Yay.
They deal with adult issues in Twilight.
I don't know what they deal with in Twilight.
Yeah.
Some angsty emo teenage girl.
Hey.
And what? She is. Even like people that like Twilight will tell you that.
Oh, okay.
And but the thing is though, these books read fast. I read 4 books in like 4 days, like 5 days.
Yeah, it was crazy.
5, 6 days. So, they read really fast. They're really good. It makes you want to go from one to the next. And I'm on the 5th one. Currently reading book 5 of the series. So.
You're reading those like I was reading Dresden Files.
I am. I'm consuming them. I should be done within, now that I'm back and I'm working, it'll take me a little bit longer. But
right.
And you also did some reading on your new Kindle Touch.
I did. We actually started, you know, reading some more of the Hunger Games. and on the trip, and we got into chapter 8, and it's getting pretty good.
Yeah, this me waiting on him to read actually is working out.
Right, even though we started this probably like 3 months ago.
Well, that's okay. Like, I brought it up, and you were like, oh, and that got you reading it again.
Right.
I wasn't trying to get you to,
oh, I know.
Had to read it.
Oh, I know. But it was a nice little, you know, initiative, you know, booster, let's say. And it wasn't like you were nagging me or anything.
Oh,
and I
no.
didn't feel that way at all.
Because I never, ever nag.
And, yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing media-wise. And with that, we're going to our brief moment of...
The fridge is not prepared!
Food.
Very brief.
I know. I mean, we're just going to talk about, you know, we had some awesome Thanksgiving food going on.
Yeah, and what my cousin does, he will deep fry a turkey. And then he will also bake a turkey.
Right, right.
And then, of course, we had, you know, the dressing and the collard greens and the
macaroni
rice.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
There were no green beans.
There were no green beans?
My sister made green beans.
There was a sweet potato casserole with raisins in it.
Right.
And, of course, dessert. So you had the cheesecake and, like, just regular cake with white icing,
right,
and German chocolate cake,
right, right,
and lemonade and tea, and oh,
so much.
I ate and I went back for seconds, and I really wish I wouldn't have, because I ate so much that it was physically uncomfortable. Like, it was almost hurting.
Yeah,
I was like, why did I eat that much? But
yeah, and then myself, you know, I ate my normal, you know, normal portion stuff, I guess. I mean, I was full, but I guess that goes to show what I normally eat.
No. I just ate too much. And I knew it as soon as I finished. I was like, I think I ate too much. And I did.
Right.
Why did I do that? So that was...
Because it was good.
No, it was amazing. So then we went to Jay's family's part of the town. And they came from the part of, from the part of the town. If you're on your way out the door, they'll say, let me fix you a plate.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you just ate, they'll still fix you a plate.
Right, right.
So we had just... I think we ate out, and we went back to his grandma's house.
Yeah, we went to Libby Hills.
Libby Hills. We could talk about that. Libby Hills. Ooh, talk about the cookout, too.
All right.
We went to Libby Hill, which is a
it's a seafood
restaurant. Yep. In Mount Airy.
Right.
And it's really good.
Yeah. I grew up on Libby Hills, and basically, I mean, it's almost, it's fresh seafood, and we're in the mountains, but they have it brought in. And they do a wonderful job of, you know, of their fish, huge portions, reasonably priced, and it's just all around just great. I mean, my grandmother, myself, and you, we all ate there for $30.
Yeah, which is, you know, not, and we had crab and shrimp.
I know, and we had a to-go box.
Yeah, it was a lot of food, so it was pretty good. So, Libby Hills, yum.
Right. And then you also got to try out Cookout.
Cookout, yeah.
Which is a hamburger joint in North Carolina.
Yep.
And so basically they cook their burgers, you know, cookout style. And you'll see the charcoals on the burger.
Yeah.
You know, where they had it on the grill and stuff like that. And it's really, really good. And... you know, I haven't had it in a few years, more like 7 years, and it was really good to have a cookout burger again.
Yeah, and I didn't want to get the big version.
Right, because they come in small, regular, huge, and large, which is, you know, quarter, an eighth of a pound, quarter of a pound, half a pound, and 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah, so it was yum, 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 yum.
Right, and so we say all of that because... When quit typing the notes. I see. Could it be heard or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just messing with you.
And so we do that more often. That was pretty good. The listeners couldn't hear it, so it doesn't matter. And basically, we were saying all that we had ate at Libby Hills before before we went to back to my grandmother's, and when we were leaving, she was like, "Well, let me fix you a plate from the Thanksgiving leftovers we had yesterday."
Because even though she said, "I'm not gonna cook again," she cooked again.
Right, right. So, and she made cake and pies.
Okay, I had never. And this pie, I had never had a sweet potato pie with a crumbled crust on top. It's really? Like a cobbler crust.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really good. It's awesome. It was so good. Like, and we said just one piece, and she totally ignored you and just cut another piece. Like, you didn't even say anything.
Yeah, because I was like, we can share it because we had already ate so much food.
But she just gave you a look like, please, I'm not cutting you any to share. And she just made like and the pieces of pie were huge. She didn't cut little slivers. She cut huge pieces.
So. Right. And then after that, we went to my sister's house and hung out with them. And then, you know, before we left, we was like, yeah, we're going to go to cookout because we want you to try it.
Right.
She was like, well, Jay, we made you two plates.
I was like, oh my God,
I can't take it. We can't. Can I just take the ham off of it and leave everything? I was like, nope, just take everything.
So we had some more food from there. Luckily, there was a microwave at the hotel. And it was good. I can't eat like that except once a year. This is the only time of year I really eat like this.
Right.
I feel like I'm going to pass out. So that was our food section. It was an amazing Thanksgiving food-wise, and I was thankful for everything in my life. So it was awesome.
And on to odds and ends. So I should make that the bumper.
Odds and ends.
Oh, on the odds and ends. But that makes my nose itch, though.
It makes your nose itch?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the hairs in my nose, I guess they vibrate, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny.
But so our lock and lock package arrived today.
Yep, our lock and lock. And it contained our lunch boxes and our picnic set. And the lunch box wasn't quite what you had in mind.
Reaching back here and grabbing it. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was just a straight black lunch box, but it actually has, you know, those aren't polka dots, are they?
They aren't big enough to be polka dots.
So what do you call them?
I would call it polka dots, but they're really tiny.
Yeah, white
On a black border.
Yeah, but I was kind of like, oh.
You thought it was straight black, but I saw that it wasn't black on the website. I guess you didn't look close enough.
No, typical guy thing.
Yeah. So when you open up the lunchbox, it actually has
chopsticks,
and it goes in a nice pocket in the inside cover, and it has a water bottle.
Yep, you're gonna take the chopstick out and put like a candy bar in there or something.
I could. That's an awesome idea.
Or I mean, not a a protein bar.
Yep, and then it has a 3-section lock and lock.
Right.
That you can put, you know, raisins or orange slices or all kinds of stuff in there.
Right.
In the 3-section. And then it has a 1-section, a bigger one. And it's really good for, like, sushi. I don't know why. I guess that's why it has the...
Yeah, that's why it's like that.
But
yeah.
I think it's good for individual meals.
Yeah, and they said
so it's just not a big lunchbox, but it's definitely enough for me. And it'll help me control my portion size.
Yeah, I think we can get enough in here for, you know...
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, even
so I love Lock and Lock, and I'm excited to try it out. Have to actually eat lunch at work a couple of days to try it out. I have to make something to go in here.
Right.
This isn't made for sandwiches. This is made for like other stuff.
But you could not take one of the things and put a sandwich in the top and, you know, and then just carry the 3-section thing.
Sorry. It's hard to get the top back on for the chopsticks once it comes off.
It's not that hard.
It is hard.
But yeah, so we got these lock and lock. Let me get the actual website for you all because we are so in love with the lock and lock. It is lockinlockplace.com. And the N is actually an N. So you should check them out. They're not a sponsor of the show, but we definitely like their products.
And love their products.
And I'm excited about the surprise package that we'll be getting in. I like I like mystery packages. I like mystery packages.
Yeah, he does.
So we'll see what we got. We actually, I'm going to try to do this, even though you asked me not to. We're going to go on to new
podcast of the week.
Yeah, I said
You're crazy.
I said new podcast.
So we're going to talk about a new podcast that has been started.
Right. It's an edition of the Frog Pants Studios. It is The Instance, the Old Republic edition, which can be found at theinstance.net/TOR or tour.
Yep. And this is a instance that's talking about the Old Republic MMO that's going to come out that we talked about. So
right. So here's the about. The Instance Tour Edition is a podcast dedicated to Star Wars, The Old Republic, from the award-winning team that brought you The Instance for World of Warcraft players. Hosted by Scott Johnson and Dills, and hopefully Tester one day as well. The show is a weekly effort covering all the news and news surrounding Tor. Enjoy.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what happens with this.
Right. And, you know, so they, you know, led the way. Well, we're one of the leading, or are one of the leading podcasts for World of Warcraft. And they hope to carry that on to in the new game. Star Wars The Old Republic MMO. So good luck to you guys, and you know, happy recording. So we're looking forward to what you guys produce out there. And they actually we actually sent Scott, you know, because Scott and Deals, they also do, not Deals, but Scott does a lot of podcasts, and one of them is
a ton, yeah,
one of them is The Morning Stream. And you had a great idea of sending those guys some L8 and Grippo chips.
Grippos. I'm excited to see.
Hear their response.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, too, that I thought about listening to it tonight. But from a Twitter conversation so far, it seems like they really loved it.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see
how. Well, at least the L8.
Yeah. And see, they put the Grippos. Maybe they didn't like the Grippos so
it,
much.
And it was funny with the L8, because the L8 logo has a exclamation point, is ALE-8 exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was L81.
That's awesome.
So, did you, okay. I can't remember. Do you remember what you said on the note to them? Or they're probably reading on the show. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you want to hear their response to some Kentucky L8, let me pull up the podcast here from The Morning Stream.
Ooh.
And I will give you the number, unless you do listen to them. And The Morning Stream is right there. This came today. It is going to be episode 164.
164.
So go give it a look at if you want to hear their response to having some L8. But,
and if you want to say what's up or send a recipe,
or if you just want to
contact us, damn it,
you can do so by reaching us by email. The email address is at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com, and the podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog. And all of those, the at is with AT.
And if you want to reach out to me on my Twitter feed, you can reach me at TheCowboy. That's TheCaoBoy. And you can reach Renee. Her Twitter feed is...
My Twitter feed?
Her Twitter feed is is The Ice Flow. And that is TheIceFlo. But man...
Well,
that's a show.
We just wanted to give you all a little update with what was going on with us.
Yep. And we hope you all had a great Thanksgiving like we did.
Yep. Awesome holiday. And next up is Christmas.
Yep. We're going to wait a couple more days before we start putting up our Christmas decoration.
Respect November.
Respect November, bitches. We'll be right back.